This is TWiT.
I'm going to show you two programs that Andy Iannocco showed us on MacBreak Weekly that we've started using and playing with. Lisa takes pictures, and she processes them with this, gets big prints and frames them, and it looks like you made a painting out of your photos. The first one is called Waterlog. You can pick any picture in your gallery. Here's a picture of Sarah and Pooh. And then we're going to have a variety of different paint styles that we can apply to it. And it really does look as if it's a watercolor. Now, this is natural, but you also have, and you could see the different, how they would look luminous. It's technical. This is kind of a interesting design. So this one has a more heavy drawing feature to it. Color it in, and that one's called Travelogue. I think these are all kind of really neat filters, and as you play with them, I think you'll get some interesting ideas of some of the things that you can do with this. And some of them are kind of weird. Then you can also choose some parameters, how big or small the brush strokes are, how dark or light they are. You can add a border if you want, a little frame. This is another one where you might take a picture that you've taken, draw over it. It really does look like it's handmade. That probably isn't the thing I'd most want to share Sarah Lane.
That's maybe not the best version.
Well, and here's something I've learned. It works best with simple pictures. So
yeah.
I don't want to use a picture from the camera. Let me take a picture from my library that's a little bit simpler. Here's some pictures that they have. Here's a picture that it comes with. Flowers will be a good example. But this is a simpler picture. And once you turn it into a watercolor, actually, really looks like a real watercolor painting. This is called Waterlog.
And I like how it will present itself as if
it's neat as it's going?
It's really pretty.
Yeah.
You know, you have to like that sort of a look, but all of a sudden...
That looks like a watercolor.
Well, not only that, but it's like, it's just more interesting than the original photo.
Frankly, yeah.
You know?
A lot of times that's the case with this. And then you can print it, and if you print it in big sizes, as we've done and frame it, it really looks like watercolors on your wall. So that's one, and then when we mentioned that on MacBreak Weekly, people mentioned a couple of other choices. Glaze is another one. Unlike Waterlog, this is going to give you more of an acrylic look, like somebody's really laying on the thick brush strokes, almost a Van Gogh style. And so some pictures lend themselves a little bit better to something like this. I think these are really kind of fun programs that have very different styles. I mean, that really looks like somebody hand-painted that. Somebody not very good hand, somebody really bad hand painted it. But again, it depends.
Right.
That's kind of cool. Depends on, the effect you're going for. But these are all actually painterly styles.
Look, this is, I was at a, that's weird looking. I was doing my own waterlog. I went to this winery over the weekend and we took a walk.
Yeah.
And I took this photo that's, I don't know, sort of unremarkable. But I think as a waterlog photo.
See, there you go. That's what it is.
You know what I mean?
It covers. I love it.
Yeah.
It looks like an Andrew Wyeth.
I don't know what that means. But yeah.
It's beautiful.
Yeah. I was pretty happy with it. It's kind of neat. Ooh, yeah. Look at that. It just changes everything completely. I would put this on, I don't know, in my bathroom or something.